Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, your humble host, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network out of San Francisco, but coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Where are you at? Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. We know the troops love their video games. Yes, this is the Video Game Review of a show I've been doing more than 15 years now, and it is the only nationally syndicated video game show airing on all these great sports talk networks. It's 1 hour a week that we can just take a quick respite from talking about the NFL, NBA, NHL, everything else that's going on right now, Premier League, and we can talk video games. And it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. And I'm a gamer myself. I don't make games, I don't design them, I wouldn't know how. I'm a gamer, so I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun to play? If it's fun to play, we'll play it. It's like Tetris. Was that fancy to look at? Did Liam Neeson voice that? Now, so let's talk 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY to be a part of the show. Lots of ways of listening to this show outside of AFN. If you're syndicated, nice to have you with us wherever your affiliate is across this great land of ours, this great land of Belarus. Also, no, I mean USA. Sirius Satellite Radio, 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick Channel, Where Are My Semis, honk those horns out there with the White Line Fever. On the internet, you can listen to us stream through sportsbyline.com. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, sbnationlive.com as well. The TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all get the programming here. iTunes Pod. Later, we'll have the show again. And on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, CRN Digital Plus 2, 35 million homes. We're going to give away a brand new game at 40 after, as we always do. Cheat codes, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll talk video games, and we'll talk them with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, Sports Byline USA. Come on in and get heard if you'd like to. 1-800-878-PLAY. I mentioned the email address a couple times in the open. rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Use that to win the game. I'm giving away a brand new game at 40 after, less than a half hour, as I always do. And at the end of the show, I give out a cheat code for a game that maybe has been long, long past, an older game. So let me know what you'd like me to look up for you at rick@sportsbyline.com. We're in November now. If you haven't seen the calendar, we're back on standard time, which I think is a communist plot for it to be pitch black at 5 p.m. But I think it's in the manifesto. I'm not sure. But I bring it up because it means we are now a year into this next-gen realm of ours, of the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. And a couple days ago, so this big headline, hey, Walmart has a couple of Xbox Series X's and S's, and I'm so over it, you know? I just realized the only way I'm going to, listen, these are first world problems, but I realized the only way I'm going to get a PS5 is if I walk into, you know, a Target and there are, you know, a dozen of them just sitting there behind glass and it's like, yeah, I'll take one. But this whole race to grab one, you know, they bragged about, oh, we've sold 14 million or it's still, I mean, if you got in early, congratulations. I missed a window because I was at work. I wish I had called in sick that day because I'd have one for a year now. But or you forked out, and you know, the cheapest still to this day that I've seen come in the 700s, most of them now, especially as we're going to get back into the holiday season, they're going to be going back up to 1,000 or probably more as kids will say to their mummies and daddies or whatever. Say mummies, what am I, from England? From people who, if you have a guardian or a parent that has cash, and you're like, how come I didn't get one? Oh, here, take $1,000. That ain't me. It's probably not you. But people will cash in. And yes, I know there's a pandemic, and there's still a pandemic. And yes, I realize that there is a chip shortage. And I also am well aware that these companies would love to flood the market with these things so they could get all the money that they can. They're not holding them back like diamonds or like petroleum so that the value will be, you know, artificially increased. They're not holding anything back. They just don't have them. And as soon as they get them, they throw them on the market. But, you know, once last year I found out this time that people had developed software programs, whereas the millisecond they become available, whether it's on Amazon or Walmart.com, Best Buy, whatever, they're instantly all bought up. I mean, I went through that, I think it was in last December or January, where, you know, got a little email saying, hey, at this time, they're going to be available, Walmart.com. I think I've stepped into one Walmart in my life. We don't really have them out here in the Bay Area, but I went on there, add to cart, it's in my cart, purchase, put in my credit card information, click, you know, buy now, and then it said sold out. And the thing that killed me is, why do you let me get it in my cart and ask me to pay for it and then say it's sold out? So that was a year ago, basically a year ago. And it's the exact same thing right now. They just don't have them. So this is the first time we've ever been through something like this. And once again, it's like, I don't want anybody to feel sorry for us gamers, but this is the first time we've been through something like this, where a next gen system comes out and people have them, and the vast majority of people can't get them. All right. Now, with that being said, there's some news, as there always is in the video game world. And we got some news a few days ago from Activision Blizzard that they're going to be delaying both Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4. And they weren't completely specific on it, but this is from them. And I'll read it verbatim. Update on our pipeline. As we have worked with new leadership in Blizzard, and within the franchises themselves, particularly in certain key creative roles, it has become apparent that some of the Blizzard content planned for next year will benefit from more development time to reach its full potential. While we are still planning to deliver a substantial amount of content from Blizzard next year, we are now planning for a later launch for Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4 than originally envisaged. These are two of the most eagerly anticipated titles in the industry, and our teams have made great strides towards completion in recent quarters. But we believe giving the team some extra time to complete production and continue growing their creative resources to support the titles after launch will ensure that these releases delight and engage their communities for many years into the future. And they conclude, quote, these decisions will push out the financial uplift that we had expected to see next year, but we are confident that this is the right course of action for our people, our players, and the long-term success of our franchises. And then underneath the Activision statement, it's got five little logos: Call of Duty, Diablo, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush. Now, I say it once, say it again. As disappointing as that news is, you, trust me, you really, really don't want that stuff to come out until it's ready. And it's frustrating, I know. And, you know, we've seen games that are rushed. And a lot of times, you don't want to, you know, anger the investors or the stockholders or the CEOs, whatever. I'm sure there's a lot of guys and gals in suits there that just show up and shake their fist at the development team saying, why isn't it ready? Why isn't it ready? I promised people this. I promised people that. The fans are waiting. Just throw it in a box and get it out there. And those have always been disastrous. really disastrous. And I've waited for games that have been delayed, and they still stunk after the delay. But we've seen games that are rushed, and I'll never forget, and I gave the game away on my show. This is over 10 years ago, but it was this game, I believe it was on the PS2, and it had one of the coolest ideas for a video game I ever heard of. One of the coolest. It was you went back to the Civil War, except you had modern weapons. So you're in the trenches, or wherever you are, in the Civil War, and everybody's using muskets, and then you get an AK-47. That sounded cool, but it was the most rushed video game I've ever seen. And if you ran too far left or right, you literally fell off the map. You went into limbo, and you would see the whole map ahead of you. And then you would pull the gun up to shoot something, and the iron sights or the butt or just the back of the gun would black out what you were aiming at. And it just had everything that said this game was rushed. It was nowhere near completed. So as much as it stinks that these things get delayed and you're like, oh, you stink, get it together, what are you doing? You're such a disappointment. As disappointing as it is, it would be a million times more disappointing if they put these things out buggy as all get out. And then you got to patch. We already saw that with Cyberpunk. You know, that's the perfect example of a game that got rushed and it just wasn't ready. And it was a disaster, total disaster. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you got a question, comment, or concern, neophyte, hardcore gamer, everyone in between, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The Video Game Review.
That. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We will be giving a game away in the next segment. And we'll also be telling you about the new releases coming out this week, too. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you know me, you know that I'm all about three things: Bulgarian clog dancing, macrame, and video games. Now, but I do like to get video games backs. Does that make sense? Video games back. As people, you know, over the years, we've seen it since the 80s. It's like, you know, it's like first it was, you know, rock and roll was blamed, and then, you know, video games got blamed for violence. And for me, it's the opposite effect. I think there's something cathartic. And I think if you can't tell reality from video games, then you've got a screw loose anyway. And it's not video games' fault. I mean, when that horrible, tragic shooting happened at the esports, it was Madden. It had nothing to do with a violent game. And so with that in mind, there was a report today from Neuroscience News, which came from City University London, that says study shows no evidence that violent video games lead to real life violence. And there's been a debate for a long time. We know in the United States, unlike any other country, we have, you know, this isn't a pro or anti-stance, but we do have very easy access to guns, and then we have people with mental health issues. What I'm trying to say is it's not video games' fault. And President Obama in 2013 called for more government funding to research this stuff. But before governments can introduce any policies restricting access to violent video games, it's very important to establish whether these things actually make you behave violent in the real world. And so the researcher at University of London, Dr. Agne Suzdielte, it's a cool name, provides evidence of the effect of violent video games releases on any type of child's violent behavior, and just used data from the United States, which I think is important because access to guns in England and is much less much less prevalent, obviously. And so the doctor looked at two effects. One was aggression against other people, and the other one was destruction of property, and did a report focused on boys, the ages 8 to 18, the group most likely to be influenced by violent video games. And so they used a lot of and this is a new word for me, econometric methods that identify plausibility, causal effects of violent video games rather than only associations. And the doctor found no evidence that violence against other people increases after a new violent video game is released. But some parents reported that some children were more likely to destroy some things in the house. So the doctor said, taken together, these results suggest that violent video games may agitate children, but the agitation does not translate into violence against other people, which is the type of violence we care about most. A likely explanation for my results is that video game playing usually takes place at home, where opportunities to engage in violence are lower. This incapacitation effect is especially important for violence-prone boys who may be especially attracted to violent video games. Therefore, policies that place restrictions on video game sales to minors are unlikely to reduce violence. So, listen, when you, there was another study that studied adolescent boys' violent behavior and new violent games in the U.S. variation in children's exposure to the releases come, I like what they say, it's plausibly exogenous. And once again, no evidence was found that there was new violence occurring. So that's always, it's something that I've always assumed, but it's good to hear as well. Now, on the back of that statement, I'd like to talk about something else I saw from the University of Wisconsin, Madison, the main one there in the capital, the Badgers, you know. And they say action video games make players better learners of visual and memory tasks. And I remember my dad actually said one time, bless his heart, great guy, he thought that video games improved your hand-eye coordination. And I think he's right. But C. Sean Green, whenever you're in Wisconsin, make sure you do see Sean Green. But C. Sean Green, a psychology professor at Wisconsin, said, imagine taking an American and putting through physical training to boost their athleticism. If you then have them try to play rugby for the first time ever, they might not look that good. After all, even a good athlete who is stepping into a rugby match for the first time will have a lot of new rules to learn. But their increased athleticism will mean that they'll tend to be in slightly better positions initially than people with lesser athleticism and thus learn to play rugby more quickly. End quote. So the idea is just similar for action video games, especially those in a genre which is called, my favorite, first-person shooters. Players are rewarded for swiftly and accurately tracking and reacting to features of the game that appear and move quickly. Yes, they do. Green says, if you're increasing the equivalent of athleticism for perceptual cognitive abilities like visual attention or speed of processing, that should allow you to learn faster when you have got a new task that calls on those abilities. So, the result of these researchers in Wisconsin understanding how gaming, which, by the way, we already know has used to train eye surgeons, pilots, drone pilots, helping people with amblyopia, which is called lazy eye. They've had those positive effects. And so Green says games are really powerful, complex experiences. This, by the way, has been supported by the Office of Naval Research. Okay. We know they produce interesting changes in behavior, but the level of complexity makes them hard to study. So he concludes, if you have people who are new to a basketball court shoot nothing but free throws over and over, they'll get good at shooting straight from 15 feet. But then if you have them shoot from somewhere else on the court, they're probably going to go right back to where they started. And we call that a failure of transfer or a failure of generalization. Now, if you really want to get into this, in a pair of documents describe, I know this is a little snoozerific, but I'm just trying to, once again, get video games back. If you want to really do more research on this, in the journal Communications Biology, there were 25 participants at the University of Rochester in New York, and then 52 participants at the University of Geneva in Switzerland that were separated into equal groups and were assigned to play 45 hours of action video games. A lot of them were Call of Duty. And then the other ones were going to play The Sims or Zoo Tycoon. And before their assignments, they were tested with tasks that measured their visual perception and their working memory skills. Yes, working memory skills. They were asked to listen and watch for a pair of letters to read or shapes to identify. Both groups came out about the same after the initial test, but after the gaming experiences, the action players had a slight advantage in those studies. So Green says there are issues with action games. the violence is unnecessary to cause the effects we see in players. But before you start designing games with the goal of maximizing the benefits, you need to know what's helping and what's not. All right. Listen, it's an entertainment industry. No one is making a video game for, you know, unless you have some sort of government contract with a military or some sort of training manual. We're just trying to make entertaining, fun games. In other words, games that will sell, that can move off the shelf, that can produce revenue, because that's the free market. And if you're not making money, you're going out of business, sharpish, especially in this highly competitive age we're in video games. No one is going to say, well, this will help decision making. No. But to me, that also seems kind of like a duh moment when we have to actually say, like Norm Macdonald would say, this is in the latest issue of the medical journal, duh. If you do have, as my dad said, the hand-eye coordination and just reacting and keeping your head on a swivel, and if you look at the lobby scores at the end of any round of an FPS game, and whether it's Call of Duty, Battlefield, what have you, and you ever see that player at the bottom that's like 2 kills and like 35 deaths? I always assume it's just some guy trying to get knife kills, but maybe it's somebody that's just, it's not hacking it. I want to get rid of all non-hackers out of my beloved core. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give away a game and talk some more on the video game review.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760.
That's 800-585-4760.
The Video Game Review.
Back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Great to have you with us all around the world on AFN, on Sirius 211, Sports Byline USA here, and SB Nation Radio. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, the whole thing. CRN Digital Plus 2 as well. As I mentioned, 40 after, time to give away a brand new game. This game is called A Boy and His Blob. It's for the Nintendo Wii. And it had been out on other systems in the past. You might have played it on PC, Xbox, PlayStation, what have you. But it finally made its way to the Wii. And it is rated E for everyone. So that's good. In other words, I don't have to worry about corrupting the youth. Rick, didn't you just say it? Yeah, I know. Here's the summary. The classic platforming adventure of a young boy and his jelly bean eating blob returns to the Wii in a completely new, refreshing gaming experience. This is developed by WayForward Technologies and Abstraction Games, and it is published by Majesco and Ziggurat Interactive. And you say there's two developers and two publishers because, like the summary just said, they took a game and they put their own little modern spin on it. So, would love to hear from you on the email address to answer a question, very simple question, and that is, what does the blob eat? I just said what the blob eats. What does the blob eat? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and the second correct answer will get the game for the Nintendo Wii. The second correct answer, what does the blob eat? Jelly beans. What did you say? Nothing. Rick at sportsbyline.com. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. A couple more things that we've heard this week. One of them is that a video game based on A Quiet Place has been announced. It's going to be releasing next year. It's going to be created by Saber Interactive, Illogica, and Epitome. Epitome, by the way, spelled E-P-1-T-0-M-E. Well, that's cute. But anyway, it's said to have an untold story of survival in the A Quiet Place universe, suggesting that it's not going to be following around John Krasinski. But Saber Interactive put out a statement saying, quote, "This first official video game set in the terrifying A Quiet Place universe will deliver an original story and gameplay that captures the compelling suspense, emotion, and drama for which the series is famous. The game is in development by Illogica, the Montreal-based studio, with veteran talent from the Rainbow Six and Far Cry franchises, and published by Saber Interactive, the Embracer Group company behind the hit game World War Z and the upcoming Evil Dead, the game." I would really like to see a lot more of Evil Dead, the game. Speaking of esports, in New Ulm, Minnesota, I always want to say Neu-Ulm because I've been to New Ulm, Germany, as I call it, Neu-Ulm. New Ulm is actually where Terry Steinbach is from, by the way, former All-Star Game MVP and world champion catcher of the Oakland A's. Good hockey player, too. But the announcement from Minnesota is the first all-women's pro esports team, and they want to reshape gaming culture. And so this is the name of the team is Version X. And Version X has this logo where the X and the V go together to make a W, like women. And there was a recent report from Evil Geniuses, which is the esports organization, that said 40% from all women in gaming have experienced gender discrimination. and not from, this is why a lot of women have to disguise their online identities, change their characters, appear neutral, appear masculine. They keep their microphones muted. So anyway, which is not cool to say the least, but just a little thing, the first ever all women pro esports team out of Minnesota. When I think Minnesota and I think video games, I think of Game Informer, the magazine, because that's where it's come from. We also, this weekend, saw the release of Call of Duty Vanguard. Also, I've been playing a little Season 6 on Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which had two updates within a week and then made me sit through the cinematics. And I hate sitting through cinematics. Why video games try to be like movies now, I don't know. But this is why I'm not a fan of the Naughty Dog games, like the Drake's Fortune games or Last of Us. I don't want to watch a movie that's with a controller in my hands. Otherwise, I'll just watch a movie. So, yeah. Anyway, Call of Duty Vanguard, when it was released on Friday, won't include the main quest for its cooperative multiplayer zombies mode. And why that matters is it's just become common this year for big games to launch without all the expected parts. That puts the onus on players to buy today and get the rest of the game later. You know, even when it says Warzone Pacific coming later. And remember, Madden 22 was in August and didn't have a scouting feature that wasn't added until last month. Halo Infinite came last December, which did not support campaign co-op, didn't have a new version of the series Forge map editor, which are staples, and they say they're going to be added next year. Vanguard, as I said, they launched with the without Zombie Quest and the World War II solo campaign. It's unlikely to feel a little bit skimpy, but if you look in between the lines, the Call of Duty Zombies team hasn't provided a reason for the delayed rollout, but the developers of other games in this situation have cited some need for added polish at times. But the game makers gamble that players will find enough meaning in the original game to fork out that $60 one way or another. And, you know, if you think about it, what was it? Assassin's Creed 2 in 2009 had a 14 chapter story, but it shipped without chapters 12 and 13. And you had to play it as DLC. So, listen, I think counting on getting this game free, and if I do, I'll get a couple, and then I'll be able to give away one on the air, which I like doing. So I'll give you the skinny on it when I get my when I get my hands on it. 1-800-878-PLAY. The new Netflix video games, as remember, they're trying to get involved in that. And not only is Netflix trying to get involved in video games, but it's not going to be an extra charge, which is a good thing. It's just going to be like turning on a movie, which is good. But we did get a list of the five games when using the app on an Android phone. So you pull up your Netflix, you got an Android phone, and two of the games are based on their hit original series, Stranger Things. The five games on your phone, Stranger Things 1984, Stranger Things 3, The Game, Shooting Hoops is the name of the game. Card Blast is a game. And then Teeter Up. That's right. Teeter Up. They're going to launch on iPhones in the future. We'll see one way or another. I'm just wondering, like, when it does come out. And look, the phone thing, I don't play a lot of video games on my phone, honestly. But the way you want to play video games, I think, with Netflix. I just wonder if they'll be like Stadia and, you know, mail you a controller. Is that how it's going to work? But that's not how it's going to work, right? That can't possibly. That that can't possibly be the way it's going to work. But anyway, those are the games that are out right now. All right, let's take a look at games coming down the line. These are all new releases, unless Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted, they are all new releases. Blue Reflection, Second Light. This is for it's an RPG on the PC, PS4, and Switch. Airborne Kingdom, a sim, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One at Xbox. Classic Racers Elite, PS4, PS5, a racing game, also for the Switch. Disney Classic Games, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One, a compilation platformer. Football Manager 2022, Mac, PC, it's a soccer sim. Also on the Xbox, Xbox One, Android, and iPhone. Once again, Football Manager 2022. And just to let you know, you say, isn't it Football Head Coach? No, Football Manager, because it's soccer. And by the way, whenever I've been in England and people say, oh, soccer, that's what the Yanks call it. I'm like, well, that's what you told us to call it. It comes from association football to distinguish it from rugby. Rugby rules football. They had a meeting. We're going to pick it up and run with it. We're going to keep it on the floor. So the ones that kept on the floor were called association football. And then everything in England has a nickname. It was ASSOC, ASOC football, ASOC, ASOC soccer. They get into their boats. They sail around the world. They roll out soccer balls and say, here's our sport called soccer. And then we come back and say, oh, yeah, some of us like soccer. And they go, it's football. You told us it was named soccer. All right. Just trying to say Football Manager 2022 is coming out. Jurassic World Evolution 2, PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One. Forza Horizon 5, woohoo, PC, Xbox, Xbox One. Seven Knights 2, this is an Android and iPhone RPG. Pixel Fantasy 5, Remaster. Android, PC, iPhone, RPG. On Linux, Mac, and PC, Punk Wars. This is a four-time strategy. Synthetic 2, PC. This is a roguelike shooter. Bright Memory Infinite, also a PC shooter. Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. Grand Theft Auto 3, or the entire trilogy together. You can get on the PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, and Xbox. One of these comps, have fun with it. Pups and Purrs, Animal Hospital, Switch Simulation. Skyrim comes to the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. Will it look better? Have you not played it yet? Star Wars Knights of the New Republic now makes it to the Switch. Nerf Legends. It's a first-person shooter, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox. Shin Megami Tensei 5, that is a Switch RPG. Game and Watch Legend, this is an action comp, and you remember the Game and Watch? This will be on your Game and Watch. Grow, Song of the Evertree, an RPG sim for PC, PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. Those are the new games coming out this week. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side, we will talk about the cheat codes and your requests, RickSportsMiley.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, closing it out, getting you back to your sports talk here in a second, but we end the show in our customary fashion. It is a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Tommy F. What's up, Tommy F? He says, Rick, how do I get the exploding bodies in Saints Row the Third? Well, there's a code that will give you the exploding bodies. It will also give you the pimps and the ladies of the night, so to speak. And you go to the cell phone menu in the game and look under extras, and you'll see a category that says enter cheats. And you put in ho, ho, ho to unlock the pimps and the streetwalkers, so to speak. If you want to go the extra mile and, as you said, make bodies explode, then also type in not rated, all one word. Both these words are all one word, and these codes are lowercase. Not rated, and then ho, ho, ho. And then Saints Row the Third will get a lot more interesting, so to speak. Those are the kind of cheats that, you know, it's a fun cheat, right? I mean, there's these cheats that'll say give you 10% more ammo. Like, come on. If you're gonna make a cheat, make it actually alter the game. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll be back next week with another edition. Until then, I'm Rick Tittle saying happy gaming.